Welcome to the Angel News Network's current events broadcasting. Our brief interview programs are designed to obtain the perspectives of the higher realms on the current events taking place in our country and our world. I am Joel Anastasi. In each program, I will be interviewing a member of the higher realms, channeled by Philip Elton Collins. Philip and I are co-founders of the Angel News Network. Good morning, Philip.
Hello, everyone. Give me one moment to go into trance, and I will be connected with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Saint Germain, we've talked frequently about our President Donald Trump, who you've told us is giving America a wake-up call to protect our democracy from authoritarianism. And you also have indicated that he represents the emotional wounds and egos and defenses of humanity that needs to be healed. I wanted to have a conversation today about his Vice President Mike Pence, who conceivably would replace Trump, of course, if he were impeached. Mr. Pence has had a long history of trying to restrict or eliminate women's reproductive rights and the rights of the GLBT community. I wonder if you could talk to us a little bit about him and what he represents.
He represents very much of the same as his president in a slightly different, diversified version, since you are all versions of each other in disguise. He brings his own unique soul plan path along the way. This particular individual has less assuredness of his sexual identity. He is less grounded within the frequency of being human and being here. He has looked to religious dogma for a way to solidify and to ground his experiences in being here and being human. Does that help you?
Right. He has brought a lot of his religious beliefs into some of the comments he's made about policy. I mean, he's challenged climate control, climate change, and I understand he's even questioned evolution.
One of the most important foundations of democracy, as you well know, beloved students, is the division of church and state. Your churches and humanity at this point are largely expressions of the male energy's experience with God, often knowing nothing of God, and attempting to control humanity or the masses through something called a representative of God. Come to me, I will show you the path. Only through me and what I say can you find this eternal path to creation, to God. And none of this is the truth. You are all creation, you are all God experiencing and expressing itself, and you're all awakening to the reality. This process is inside out, not anything outside in, even though there are guideposts along the way that you can assimilate. But it will only mature and come to fruition if it is a process of you knowing, applied truth, knowing into wisdom of inside out for what is the right path for you.
Well, two of the issues that I've already mentioned that specifically Pence's belief systems focus on are women's reproductive rights. So many people, of course, as we know, believe it's wrong for women to have an abortion, et cetera. But what about the whole issue of the freedom for women to make their own choices about their reproductive rights? Could you make a statement about that from the higher realm perspective?
This divine individual that you're speaking of has a very confused relationship with the feminine energy. So understanding that foundation of how he expresses that relationship is essential. As far as the feminine energy's right to control reproduction one way or the other, it is very important to remember, which we have said before, no soul leaves or comes one moment before its time. no human being is actually human until they take their first earthly breath. The gestation within the womb is a period of gestation. And at that point of breath, there is an incarnation of the human spirit going into the physical body, marrying, if you will, merging, if you will, and becoming human. It is that truth, it is that wisdom that is missing. If a woman wishes to eliminate the growth of that potentiality of becoming human within their body for whatever decision they will make, that is a soul decision they will make with themselves and the spirit, the eternal spirit that is attempting to incarnate into a human body and become a human soul. That is a contract between those two individuals that no one else has the right to control. Does that help you?
Right, and you're also saying that light begins at the first human breath of the baby?
That at that point, that's the spirit comes in to the physical body upon that breath, and you are human.
I wanted to refer back to something I just heard you mention. When I was reading about Mr. Pence and some of his history, I saw that at one point he tried to shift money away from AIDS treatment into conversion therapy. Did you tell me once that he went through conversion therapy?
He has been confused about his sexual identity throughout this incarnational cycle, and is one of the reasons he speaks in the dramatic fashion that he does.
So, but you are not making a statement that he has gone through conversion therapy?
He has been confused, and he has sought avenues to lead him into what he felt was the correct path for being human.
You once said, you posed a wonderful question, I thought. You had said, if you are comfortable with your own sexuality, why do you care about anybody else's? I thought it was a very relevant question.
Stop and think about it. If you are secure with your own sexual identity, why would it be of any interest how someone else is expressing theirs? That interest, that attraction to the other, is a reflection again to your relationship with yourself. Honoring the truth that the only relationship you're having is the one with yourself. So if you are taking an interest in someone else's sexuality, it is a reflection of your insecurity and interest about your own. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. Now, I want to be very careful here because I don't want to sound too judging, although homosexuals who have been targets of this kind of, and I'll use the word hate because these groups really can become hate groups that try to force people into conversion therapy.
But we have explained where that hatred comes from. The hatred comes from hatred of self,
right,
reflecting out. This is what is important to know.
Well, then that perfectly connects to what I was just going to observe, because in the past when we have seen the most aggressive opponents of gay rights, it's not unusual to discover that those people are gay themselves, and they've been defined by psychologists as self-hating homosexuals. And in a way that almost begins to describe Mr. Pence when you put it within the context of the psychological understanding you just described.
Go back to the foundation of the wisdom of the truth that we have expressed at this time. Humanity is just beginning to understand gender and human sexuality. You are at a crossroads in your evolutionary path of understanding the multiplicity and complexity of the sexuality and the gender in being human. If you take into consideration when you are physically male or female, you're astrically, etherically, and energetically the opposite, that gives you a myriad of possibilities in between. You've had your mythologies throughout history again to attempt to explain this confusion for many. You have issues of transsexuality. You have issues of bisexuality. You have homosexuality. You have heterosexuality. And there are actually sexualities in between. All of the judgment and the shaming and the blaming regarding these issues has to do with the lack of understanding of what this energy, this erotic sexual life force energy, is all about anyhow. The byproduct of it is reproduction in some cases. But the most important aspect of this erotic sexual life force energy is that it physically allows you to love one another rather than kill one another. What you're seeing is those who wish to kill what is created to love. Does this help you?
So understanding sexuality is impossible unless we really have the spiritual perspective that you just outlined.
Unless you have the consciousness to realize you don't know it all.
Exactly. Well, let's kind of pull it all together again, because I started out talking about Mr. Trump, and he was part of a wake-up call, and Mike Pence is allied with him. So what lessons can we draw from...
Is Mike Pence really aligned with him? You may wish to ask yourself that question.
What do you mean, is he aligned with him?
Was that your statement?
Yeah, it was. But I mean, what I'm saying is they're sort of like a package that are presenting some sort of teaching to America.
On the outward appearance?
Yeah.
And the inward appearance may be something decidedly different. Just entertain that reality if you choose.
Okay, I'm going to come back to my question, though. What lessons can we take from what Mr. Trump and Mr. Pence are presenting to America?
What within myself do I see reflected within them I wish to heal? As a result of that healing through self-love and eliminating self-sabotage, where am I able and willing to define the needs of how to take myself and my democracy forward, and what boundaries are I able to set within that, combining truth, needs, and boundaries?
So Mr. Trump and Mr. Pence are showing us what needs to be healed in ourselves.
Yes. And how would you reflect that out from inside yourself outwardly? Responsibility equals consequence. To create the nation, to create the government, to create the world you say you want.
That's a wonderful question to leave our listeners with. Thank you, Saint Germain, for sharing your wisdom.
You're welcome.